This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China reported an additional 573 cases of coronavirus infection, up from Friday. China's National Health Commission said an additional 35 people died in mainland China. That is down from 47 Friday. The United States, meanwhile, recorded its first death from the virus, a chronically ill man in his 50s from Washington State. As VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House, President Trump says his administration is prepared for whatever comes.
The president, at an unusual Saturday afternoon news conference at the White House, predicted that healthy people who become infected with the coronavirus will be fine, and the U.S. government is fully prepared for any contingency.
Our country is prepared for any circumstance. We hope it's not going to be a major circumstance. It'll be a smaller circumstance, but whatever the circumstance is, we're prepared.
Trump's administration is imposing further travel restrictions related to Iran due to a significant coronavirus outbreak there, in issuing do not travel warnings for regions of Italy and South Korea, hardest hit by the disease known as COVID-19. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In the state of South Carolina, in the Democratic primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is a projected winner, with the Super Tuesday primaries just days away. Biden finished ahead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the current frontrunner in the race. Biden called on voters to unite behind his campaign to beat President Trump.
Winning means uniting America, not sowing more division and anger. It means not only fighting, but healing the country. We have to beat Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but here's the deal. We can't become like them. We can't become like them.
Meanwhile, billionaire Tom Steyer, who finished behind Biden and Sanders Saturday, has announced